Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. All month long, we've been talking about spring cleaning our environment, our mind, our body, and today we're going to talk about spring cleaning our spirit. It is now officially spring, and with it brings new life, new energy all around us. The trees, the shrubs are starting to bud out. My flower beds are starting to come to life. It's spring, a new, fresh start. So how are you going to give a fresh start to your spirit? First, let's define what spirit is. So what does spirit mean? Spirit is the non-physical part of us, which is the basis of our emotions and character and our soul. It's the qualities that form our character, who we are. It's a force within us that gives our body life, energy, and power. So what do you think of when you think of spirit and spring cleaning your spirit? When I think of spirit, I often think of the saying, "You are responsible for the energy you bring into this room." I think of spirit as my energy, my emotions, and the attitude I bring and carry with me. It's how I present myself to others. I also have this image of Pigpen from the Peanuts cartoon, the one that has the cloud of dirt all around him that gets bigger the more he moves. Not that our spirit is dirty, but it's a visual I use to think of as our spirit is our energy field around us, our bubble per se, that we carry it and bring it around with us wherever we go. So when we walk into a room, what is our energy field like? What does that cloud or bubble around us feel like? What kind of energy do we have? Is it like Pigpen that sends a cloud of dirt around that people don't like and that they walk away from? Or is it the energy around that you bring, is it inviting and warm and welcoming? For example, have you ever been in a room full of people and someone walks in and the vibe or the energy of the room shifts? Like the energy of the room might have been like full of laughter and reminiscing of good times. And then someone walks in with a different vibe and the room gets quiet, more cautious, more concerned. Or maybe it's like the scene from Santa Claus 2 at the faculty Christmas party with all the teachers and everyone just seems bored and there's like no life at the party at all. And then the character played by Tim Allen gets out the Santa's bag full of gifts and passes out all the Christmas gifts. And suddenly the party turns into a fun-filled room full of adults having fun playing games from their past. So what is your energy field like? What does your energy feel like when you're running late to maybe pick up your kids from school or from an event, or when you're going to work and you're running late, or when you're running late to get to an appointment and you get stopped by a train or stopped by the longest red light in your town? What is your spirit like? Are you frustrated? Is your energy like annoyed? Are you irritated? How do you respond if you're like that? What do you do if you're frustrated, annoyed, or irritated that you're running late and you have to get stopped by this train or this really, really long red light? Does your heart start racing? Do you have thoughts of being late and how can this happen and telling the train or the light to hurry up? And when you finally get to pick up your kids or go to work or make get your to your appointment, how does your spirit continue to follow you? What's that energy feel like? When you're frustrated, annoyed, and irritated, are you still running late when you get there? Are you still in a hurry? Are you still flustered? Are you short with your words or snappy? Would other people want to be around you when you're in kind of that mood, that energy? What type of energy are you giving off? Are you sucking the life out of others? Are you an energy vampire? Or same situation, running late, picking up your kids, or going to work, or getting to an appointment on time, and you get stopped by that train or stopped by that really, really long red light, but you're okay with it? Like, it doesn't bother you? Or maybe even you're grateful? If you respond that way, if you have that kind of reaction, what do? Are you glad that you have a few minutes to relax and take a couple deep breaths? Do you maybe count the train cars or sing songs on the radio or catch up on your emails or get out a bottle of bubbles and start blowing bubbles out the window? How do you respond in that situation if you have an energy of being fine with it? Being okay with it and maybe even grateful. And then when you finally do get your kids and get to work or make your appointment, how does that spirit continue with you? How will you show up? How will you greet your kids, your coworkers? Are you happy to see them? Are you interactive? Are you asking questions about their day? Are you ready to focus on your first task at work? Are you prepared and ready for your appointment? What type of energy are you giving off? If you're okay and you're even grateful about, having to take a few minutes to take a couple deep breaths because you're waiting on a train or you're waiting on that red light, what does your energy field like in this situation? Are you breathing life into others? Are you giving life to others? Are you generating more life-giving energy? If you're like me, there are times when I show up and I suck the life out of others. I drain people's energy by just coming in like a storm and kicking up a cloud of dust and making others run for cover. If we show up in times like this, how can we clean up our spirit? How can we spring clean our spirit when we show up like a storm, kicking up a cloud of dust and making others run for cover? Well, first, we need to be aware. We need to be aware and notice. What are we feeling? What is that energy field around us? Is it gloomy? Is it critical? Is it skeptical? Is it pessimistic? Or is it bright, happy, optimistic, and cheerful? We have to notice, how are we feeling? And how are you seeing the situation? What kind of lenses are we look out of? What kind of glasses are we viewing the world with? Are they rose-colored glasses where things are looking up, positive, or encouraging? Or are they dark colored glasses where everything looks grim, dark, and hopeless? What is your body language like in these situations? Take a look in the mirror. How do you look when you're frustrated, when you're being really critical or gloomy? Is your face all tensed up? Have your eyebrows and stuff all scrunched? Are your arms crossed? Do you have a scowl on your face? And then look at yourself in the mirror when you're happy, when you're feeling cheerful and encouraging others. Are you smiling? Are you inviting others to get close to you? And how does this affect what you're thinking? If it's the dark colored glasses and you're feeling doom and gloom, and are you looking for things that are wrong? Are you looking for the faults in others? Are you thinking everything is against you? Everyone's against you? Nothing can go right? Or if it's rose colored glasses, are you looking for ways to compliment, to encourage, and cheer others on? Are you being that optimistic person, like, you know what, it'll get better, and having some encouraging words? And how do you interact with others? Do they want to be around you more or less? Do they want to walk away? Do they want to run for cover? So first, we have to be aware of the energy that we bring into a room. Then we have to decide, is this how I want to feel? Is this the spirit I want to show up with? You get to choose how you feel. But some people want to argue and say that feelings just happen. But that's not true. In this way, they're thinking that feelings are the same as emotions, and they're not. There's a difference between feelings and emotions. So let me explain. Emotions are automatic. Emotions are unconscious reactions. Emotions produce a chemical change in our body that primes us to act a certain way. So, for instance, if we get startled, sometimes people say scared, but if we get startled, it primes our body to either fight, flee, or freeze. It's automatic. Something scares us, something jumps up and scares us. It's an automatic response. The same, if we are happy, we have a natural tendency to respond with a smile. It's an emotion, it's automatic. Feelings, on the other hand, are conscious interpretations we make of those physical changes. It's the meaning we give the emotion, it's the meaning we give the automatic response that our body produces. So feelings are our perceptions about the situation that may or may not be related to the emotion that we experienced. Startled, scared. What meaning do we give that? Should we not have that feeling at all or that emotion at all? Should it be avoided? Do we generalize it to make it like everything? So if we experience an emotion of being startled, does it make it bad? Like we shouldn't experience that. And then should we be afraid of whatever is following that? Do we generalize it? Maybe we got startled by a snake at one point, and now it's anytime we get startled, we don't like it. It happens. But emotions are just signals, messages to that creates a chemical response in our bodies. And feelings are the meaning we give it. And feelings last. Emotions come up and we experience them and they can go away within 90 seconds. It's that our body's response to it. So our bodies go, whoop, it gets response. It's like, oh, it gets startled. It has that heart race. We kind of get on, on alert. And then that can pass within 90 seconds. But it's the feelings when we attach a meaning to it that can last a long, long time. And we can make it last as long as we want to by attaching whatever meaning we have with it. So hopefully that helps. So you have a choice in how you respond. Once you get that emotion up, you have a choice on how you respond and how you want to feel. You get to show up. You get to decide how you want to show up and how you want to feel and the energy or the spirit that you bring with it. You get to decide. You get to choose. So decide ahead of time. Choose ahead of time the type of spirit or energy you want to show up with. Do you want to show up with being a energy vampire and sucking the life out of people? Or do you want to show up with life generating energy that you give more energy to people, positive energy. Decide how you want to walk into a room. What is the energy that you want to walk in with? Do you want to show up with intention, with purpose, ready to listen and be respectful, be open and inviting? If you're coming home to your kids and your spouse, are you coming in with a smile? Are you glad to be home? Are you, presenting yourself with open arms, inviting hugs? Or are you coming in frazzled and just thinking about all the things that need to be done and everything that went wrong today? Are you expecting the worst, or are you looking for the good? If you're going into a meeting at work, how are you showing up? Are you showing up prepared, intentional, with purpose, ready to listen and show respect? Or are you coming in frazzled because you're running late and your mind is all over the place? Create a statement for yourself, reminding you of how you want to show up. So when I walk into a meeting, I am prepared, open to listening, and I'm respectful. Maybe that could be your statement. Maybe it's a statement when you get home. I am grateful for my lovely home. I'm excited to see my family. I'm curious about their day. I bring joy, peace, and love into my home. What kind of energy do you want to bring with you when you step into a room? Then act accordingly. Be intentional about it. Show up as the person that you want to be. Remind yourself of the statement, of your statement for how you want to show up. And ask yourself, is this how I want others to perceive me? Would I be glad to have me walk into this room? And act like every interaction with another person is the first time you've met them. What kind of first impression do you want to leave with them? Would they want to see you again? Would you want to see that person again if they acted like you? I hope so. I hope it's in a good way. Spring cleaning is not just something we do to clean up our houses or the environment to make them neat and tidy. It is something we can do in any environment that we live and work in. We can clean up our minds, our thoughts, and make our bodies primed and ready to enjoy the warmer days while showing up with the life-giving energy that the sun and the warmer and the longer days of spring bring us. Spring cleaning our environment, our minds, our bodies, and our spirit all play a crucial role in how we interpret our life and the world around us. So be aware. Decide how you want to freshen up your life and take action. Transform your environment, your mind, your body, and spirit from the inside out. Have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.